So it was me, him, Vecchione, and Ari Shaffir.
You're up in New York.
At the bar, yes. And O'Connor tried to say something to Ari.
Sure.
And Ari literally looked at him and kept talking to Vecchione. And when I, dude. Oh, yes, yes, I remember it. So O'Connor was like, to Ari Shaffir, he's like, you gearing up for October, for sober October? Because he does that, sure, Rogan, yeah, sober. So he like fanned, man, out and asked him like a fan question. He's like, are you ready for sober October? Ari like glanced at him and then kept talking to Vecchione. And I just looked straight at O'Connor like, oh, you fucking bitch. You fucking bitch. Forgot all about it. Then the next day I called him because we were both hungover.
Yeah.
And I was like, he was like, I can't get over that. I was like, yes.
No,
yes,
dude.
I know that's, dude, that would kill me. The next day, that would kill me for,
oh, fuck,
3 hours.
I did that. It was just my girlfriend and her two friends were visiting from Chicago, and we were watching the Devil Wears Prada.
Man, so we're your watching, fucking movies just suck.
They're not,
dude,
mine. I'm just watching with,
yeah,
my,
I know,
girlfriend.
But you got to stop getting.
Why?
I guess that's something.
I kind of like.
I'm a tyrant with the television. If,
see,
I'm in the house, I'm in control.
See,
of what
I'm an acceptance freak.
You,
dude,
are an acceptance.
I date a control freak. I'm an acceptance freak. Mm. So I'm like,
what's that like?
It's,
do you,
cool.
Just feel better?
No, not at all. You just completely.
See, I feel bad.
You cave.
I force people to watch like YouTube compilations,
which is good for an acceptance freak. When I see someone take the remote and start putting stuff on, I'm just like, sweet.
Yeah,
thank
maybe
God.
That's why we're dogs, dude.
For sure, because it's like, if I have to, like, if someone's like, here, pick what to watch, I'm like, I'll start watching like Origins of the Bicameral Mind, and someone's like, the fuck is this? Turn this
oh,
shit.
You're so mad. I get mad when you tell me the title.
You're like, turn this shit the fuck off. But the yeah, it's funny. So what happens though? An acceptance freak. A lot of them will be like, oh, I'm like, you know, I just kind of go with the flow. What happens is you go with the flow. And you just slowly, it's like a constant cycle. You slowly construct an uninhabitable reality through being like, okay,
yeah,
okay, okay. And then finally you're just like trapped.
I can't do it anymore.
And you're like, what the fuck is this? You're like, where the fuck is this going from? And dude, it's like, that's the constant cycle. Mm. And then you bust out of it.
I run into that. So
people
I'll run into
eventually
somebody that I've been hanging out with, that I've, and then just out of nowhere, I'm like, you want to watch this? Like, you always pick.
Because you're,
like,
both,
whoa,
you're both subconsciously doing this. You're just kind of like, all right, here's what's going down. They're like, okay, cool. And then they'll slowly give up control to the point they go like, wait a second, what the fuck's going on? Yeah. They'll be like, fucking, I don't know. And you're just like, where the fuck's this coming from? Yeah, like, don't fucking, don't act like this. And you're just like, what? Because they're slowly building this imaginary world against you. And they're like, he knows.
He knows I hate watching this.
He knows what I'm doing. And it slowly just explodes.
I don't want to get pizza again. He's ordering pizza again. Yeah, but imagine, dude, from the control side, it's tough.
I can imagine.
I'm worried about, like, is this something everybody wants to watch? Is this something?
I know.
There's pressure. There is pressure. It's easy. I think the acceptance is a lot less, like.
It's easier.
Whatever.
Except until
you get pushed
too far. You freak the fuck out.
Yeah. Until you push to the brink.
Because a lot of, and the thing, especially in relationships, my whole history of relationships was just being a horny, disgusting toad. Probably like, oh, I'm going to get some pussy. I'm going to get some pussy. Yeah, yeah. Fuck me. And then I'll date a girl and be like, oh, I got to put on my church clothes in church.
Yeah,
and I'd
pretend
like,
not to be this toad.
Not be a disgusting freak. It's like literally like a CIA agent.
It is. You have to pretend not to be that toad.
Exactly. So
and
I'd
then
like,
after.
But then you get in the relationship.
Month in.
So now you're like in total fucking like Jason Bourne
start
mode.
Start seeing some warts.
Yeah.
It's like, what's that? It's like, nothing. A month later, you're just a toad on the couch. It's like, dang.
Fuck me. Da, 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 da. I never get blowjobs.
How come you stopped blowing me?
Da, 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 da. Dude, I literally got out of my marriage and was like, I need a fucking blowjob. And then, like, I thought I would get a blowjob and be like, nice, now I'm all cool. And it's like, I told you before, I was a total luster, dude. So I was a luster who would enter into like false persona agreements where I would have to I'd have to closet so much of the freak to where I'd be like,
What's the freak?
Dude, learning about fucking consciousness, reading the Bhagavad Gita, whatever the hell it's called.
I think people will like that now about you. If you now that you have,
it overwhelms a romantic partner.
It overwhelms every partner.
If I'm developing a mushroom program, you have to completely take away all your
analgesics.
They have
to really believe in you, otherwise you sound like a fucking psycho.
It's tough, dude. It's tough first statement, and it was so bad because
eased me into it.
Yeah,
at first this wasn't you.
Yeah,
the last like year, you really toed it out on me.
Yeah, that's what happens.
This is the consciousness. I'm like, fuck. All right.
Yeah, dude. That's what That's the slow process when I'm with chicks. And then, of course, a girl just wants you to be like a fucking millionaire, whatever it's called. What's it called? Million dollar listing. They're just like, dude, my Brittany now will be like, I just would like you to like order for me.
Can you even imagine?
The lady will have the lobster. I'm like, dude, no. If I ordered for you,
you would spaz.
Of course that. And it's like, so I'm going to now have to pretend to be some dude from a movie for some reason. Be like, well, the lady will have the muscles and I'll have obviously the steak rare.
Yeah.
Now, immediately. It's like, that. Yeah, sorry. That's some shit you watch in vampire shows.
Yeah. It's, I always get hit with, what's funny is talking about the, like the controlling and the,
sure.
When it boils up, it's so funny because you get hit with just like a laundry list of fucking things you've done.
And you're like, what?
Wait, what? It's like all you do is sit on the couch. It's like, what?
Well, I thought we were cool.
Where's this coming from? You brought me food.
So I'll initially sit there and be like,
it's like, I want to go hiking and kayaking. I'm like, I don't want that.
Yeah, what the fuck?
You know, from day one, I was not a hiker.
So I would be like, so what kind of stuff do you like to do? And I naturally can really get into anything. I'm like, anything like she wants to do. Like, Devil Wears Prada. I'll be like, this would be cool. I've never really got into
how it ended up.
I've never got into the mode of like watching like how people view. It's all about fashion.
Yeah.
The movie's disgusting. It's literally about a lady who doesn't care about fashion. And then she starts dressing properly and like all the good things start happening for her. And it's basically being like, oh, you don't care about fashion. That's why we're picking out what you're wearing right now. And you don't even know. And it's like, also, don't give a fuck. So, the movie's so fucking dumb. But yeah, so I was watching it kind of like the whole thing relates back to O'Connor talking to Ari Shaffir. Like, we're watching this movie, me and three girls. And I was just like, I said something about like, it was something similar of like, oh, look at her. She has a like some corny, like old fucking dude thing. And they just literally all three just ignored me, dude. And I was just like, I was in my recliner. My recliner has a loose bolt. So I was like, and I just like, I sat there and broiled in shame. And I was just like, I wonder how this works. Like, are they all going to be like, what the fuck was that? Or like, it's a lot of times you just ignore that. You hear someone say something, like, whatever. But like, in my head, it's just like, they're just like, what the fuck is this guy? Who the fuck is this fucking asshole, dude? Doesn't he know how to watch Devil Wears Prada?
20 minutes later, after silence, she's like, I'm not a fucking asshole. Yeah, O'Connor, literally, because it was one of those things where it seemed like Ari didn't really hear him. Like, it looked like he did, because obviously Ari would answer.
Sure.
And, like, be like, at least hit him with, like, a, yeah.
Well, sometimes, too, you're just in your head to where, like, someone says something to you. I'll do it to where
I just could see, because O'Connor doesn't know him, so I could see him, like, working up the courage to, like, throw out I've done it a million times.
Sure.
When you say something, it's like, fuck, I should have said.
You're one in the guys in, dude.
I tried to one in the guys with Kurt Metzger when I was in LA, and it sucked so
bad. You're one of the guys in?
I tried to one of the guys in, and I felt like such a dumb bitch. We're standing there, and I was like, so, dude, I forgot about this.
My God.
Oh, it's giving me anxiety now.
Starting us so,
I'm standing next to him. Oh, my God. And, I was a little fucked up. It was after the shows, and we're all out front, and I was just like, so, like, are you working on a new special? And he was like, what? No. And then, like, kept walking away. And I was like, fuck. Oh, fuck. Why would I ever ask that?
Dude, thank you.
Why would I ask that?